previously on the Mike Knox Show.
I tussled. That's a nice word. You like that word. With whether I should talk about this or not. Because a lot of wrestling fans really, I think, sometimes can be lost. Right? And we've been wrestling fans for so long. We've been desensitized from things for so long. We kind of don't know where we stand. So I asked the question, which is the title of the show today. And thank you guys for sticking in this long. Is the WWE racist? WWE Vince McMahon and others being sued by former writer what she calls offensively racist and stereotypical jargon and scripts. Now, I picked this picture for a reason.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah! Perfect Plex Radio! We about to go live on them. Mike Knox! That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
And welcome back to Unpopular Reviews, the Mike Knox Show here, guys. We are talking back last pay-per-view PLE last night. Oh, Puerto Rico! Oh, Puerto Rico! Oh, I mean, man, what a extravaganza last night, guys. We have a lot to digest this morning. It's like, you know, everybody did a review shows immediately following a pay-per-view or live event, but I like to let it marinate. Like, you just can't go make a batch of chili or some gumbo and just throw it in there and then think it's going to be done in 2 hours. You just don't cook like that when you want to be savoring the flavor. So I could savor the flavor, kind of like the women that were on display last night on this PLE as well, but I digress. People, listen, today on the Mike Knox Show, Cody Rhodes takes down the Beast. Was that believable? Also, Bad Bunny. Oh, Bad Bunny. People are screaming already to put this guy in the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that as well on this reaction show. The Usos and to beat Sami Zayn Mania and Mr. RK No Bro with them, or no RK Rose, but just the bro and Matt Riddle. Also, SmackDown Women's Title. Listen, Selena Vega. Oh, I did it for Selena. I do anything for Selena. Should she be world champion? This, I don't know about this. And the pop was amazing. We'll talk about that as well. Also, Super Bel Air continues to be Super Bel Air. And also, United States Championship, Austin Theory took on and defeated Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed. People, listen, welcome back to the Mike Knox Show. But let's just go ahead and open up with it right there. We're talking about it right here, right now. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. That is the Backlash opening matches. We had Super. That's what I'm calling her right now, y'all. All right, I'm going to call her Super. Super Bel Air, because she is really just going through this competition. But shout out to Io Sky last night, because I really thought, as I'm in the party at this time with Scott Malone, shout out, what's going on, Scotty, who said, this is the Io from NXT. This is the Io I've been waiting to see as well. And it was on full display last night. And I was very happy with this match. I really, really was happy with this match. I for an opening match, I mean, my kids, right, sometimes they just a little bit too zany, too intelligent wrestling fans. Like, oh, my God. Oh, Bel Air won. Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. Well, so what? Did you enjoy the match? I thought the match was pretty damn good. What's going on, Scott? Puerto Rico was lit last night. Captain Shea, what's going on? The women killed it last night. Michael Smith, Time for those women belts to be exchanged. We're going to get that exchange. We're going to get that exchange. You know we're going to get that. Also, Io did what she knew she could do when she had no on her, no constraints on her. Listen, last night, that match was good. I mean, I'm watching this match. I'm enjoying this match so much that I'm like, wow, this is not what I expected. I didn't think I would get this from these ladies, being that we've had them before. We've seen what they did before. And it just wasn't the same as before. It just wasn't the same. So watching it this way, at Backlash with that pop from that crowd, and the crowd was pro Io Sky, which was weird last night because Super Belair gets over everywhere. So that lets you know the night and how the night was going to unfold with how they went and who they cheered for. I mean, last night, again, I had it in our top five as a honorable mention because I just felt in my spirit. We got some people that are down there. They're going to come on later this week and talk about it as well. Their experience from being in Puerto Rico here on the Unpopular Review Show. This is a consultant and steaming Willie Beeman out there probably steaming on something while he's beaming. But still, last night that showed you that crowd was euphoric. If I can just speak about people that I know were there, not just the Unpopular Review crew was there. I know at least a dozen people went to Puerto Rico and said it was like Miami-ish. And wow, y'all know how I felt about being in Miami. One second. So you know how I feel about being in Miami, but this match to me did it all last night. Also last night, which I had a problem with this one. And I'm not going to lie to you. I had a problem with Seth freaking Rollins last night. I'm going to tell you why I had a problem with Seth freaking Rollins last night. Because, damn it, he's Seth freaking Rollins, right? What can't Seth freaking Rollins do, right? Seth freaking Rollins can do everything. So if Seth freaking Rollins can do everything, then why did he have to beat Omos? I'm just saying, right? He can't do no wrong. He's Seth freaking Rollins, right? There's nothing that Seth freaking Rollins can't do because, again, he's Seth freaking Rollins. Right? I'm going to keep drilling it into your head till you get it that he's Seth freaking Rollins. Yeah! It's the case, okay? So nothing he does or doesn't do in that squared circle is going to taint this guy in any way. It's just impossible. You just can't. So to me, what I took away from last night, as beautiful as the scene was, is I could sit back as a wrestling fan and just watch this show, okay? As Ari Gold would say, if I can just sit back and admire the top of your head for just 5 minutes, I can relax. That's how that show was. But I have to be a wrestling fan and be the fucking journalist that I hate that I have to be sometimes and go, why couldn't it be this way? What was the believability in this? And I'm coming from this night, I had a lot of questions about of the night. It's just, how was he beating Omos, right? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I get he's Seth freaking Rollins. Sometimes if you're going to get this guy over, if he's going to be believable, WWE, you have to know when and when not to pull the trigger on a win or a loss. That's what I'm getting to, okay? Seth freaking Rollins doesn't have to win this match, and he's still going to be Seth freaking Rollins because, damn it, he's Seth freaking Rollins. Yeah! So, Omos needed this win. I think it had been good for him to get this win. And again, now, I just feel like they're just there again. So, we move on. We know Monday starts the new year, the new championship, and everything else after the draft. So, this is officially the beginning of the new season starting on Monday. But, damn, Omos, the last time I believe, he's a free agent. So there's that. So then we got at Backlash this triple threat match. And this triple threat match, it delivered. I mean, I like Bronson Reed. I know some of you guys don't. But if last night didn't make you a believer in his ability and what he can do, I said it before. I want everybody coming at me. I know it's Sunday. So as they say, let me go ahead and cross my T's and dot my I's and hope you pray to God that you don't smite me for this. Why can't he be the next big Van Vader? He has, if he is just as agile, as movable and can move around the ring as Vader can do, if not better, right? Dice always says to me, which sometimes I agree and sometimes I don't, but I'm going to use it to my advantage right now. Sometimes the younger guys do pass the older people by. That's all I'm saying. I like Bronson Reed. I do think that Austin Theory is the future of the WWE. And Bobby Lashley's Bobby Lashley. Why is he in this freaking match? That I couldn't tell you. Okay. What we got right here is I checked this. Captain Shades saying, I'm glad Bianca won to spit the rude crowd. Ah, listen. This girl right here, okay, she is Super Bel Air. Look at this, people. This is, look, can I get a better picture on the screen than just this one, please? Put me somewhere smaller. Look at that. Look at that. This is insane, this girl. This woman, Bianca Belair, Super Belair, as Dice would say, look at it, admire it, and now love it. That's what that did last night. But moving back to this triple threat match last night that we were privileged to, because I was happy with this match last night. It was entertaining. Every single match on this program was entertaining to me last night. Okay? Every single one of them. So having this be a match that I didn't want to see. Again, this is a pay-per-view. And we always say this when we start to do reviews, we start to break them down. We start to say, you know what? The best wrestle, entertain, produce programming are the programming that you don't want to see or you think are not going to be good or you have the lowest expectations for. Because I had no expectations for Puerto Rico other than wanting to be in Puerto Rico. That's the only expectations I had. So once I couldn't get there, it was just, it became a novelty act. And watching this pay-per-view, I told my kids I didn't want to watch it with them. We watched it simultaneously. I went out there for the second half, but I thought I was going to go to sleep on this. Okay. And I happened to drizz off, but that has something to do with the pay-per-view. Okay. That's happened to be me. I'm getting old. I fall asleep sometimes, but we got to this, and this is the thing that perked up the crowd even more, right? As you go through these great matches, again, that match was won by Austin Theory. As you go through these matches, you said to yourself, damn, you got Zelina Vega and you got Rhea Ripley. You got this match on lock, right? What could be better for this match than that? And then Zelina Vega said, how about this? Let's make that bigger. Look at that. She came out. This crowd was going bananas. Oh, my God. Oh, Zelina. You can't do nothing with Queen Zelina. Then all the people started talking about, oh, she can be world champion. She should be world champion. If that person can do it, then anybody can do it. And yes, that is correct. This is the world of professional wrestling. If Rey Mysterio can beat the Big Show, if Seth freaking Rollins can beat Omos, okay, then anything is possible, okay? Liv Morgan was champion, so anybody can be world champion, including Zelina, okay? But damn, when she got in that ring, I'm sorry. Look at the comparison here, okay? Even our beautiful announced lady is taller and bigger than Zelina Vega. Okay, Rhea Ripley just looks massively bigger and larger than her. We go back to you. If you've been with this show for a while, and I speak of the intelligence of intelligent wrestling fans, I said I had a hard time believing Alexa Bliss beating Nia Jax. Certain matches just shouldn't happen a certain kind of way. That's all I'm saying. I know I just said it's the walking contradiction that I am, and so are you. Okay, that if we can believe that 619 can beat the Big Show, then anything is possible, right? Anything is possible! Kevin Garnett taught me that in that horrible ad for Adidas. But you look at this, and I just said, man, she's already crying in the ring. See, this is, I always say every wrestler's dream is WrestleMania. But if you don't reach that, you know, level of success, the WrestleMania main event, or even WrestleMania, it's having the pop that Miss Zelina got last night from her home crowd, right? That's one of them times where we knew it wasn't going to happen. She just won the title. But you gave me this match 8 months down the line and this crowd a la, so to speak, not where near as dangerous, but, you know, one night standish is how this crowd was into this whole night. Maybe Selena could have won this title. Short title reign, but that's as much as I would give her. But again, you look at these two ladies in the ring, and I just got to show the comparison. Why, I like Selena, but Rhea Ripley is that girl, and some things in wrestling, at least right now, where I believe wrestling has gone back to, and that is the believability of certain matches and certain nights, okay? So that's where I feel about that. But listen, guys, I've been going for about 15 minutes. I'm going to come back. And we're going to talk about this brother right here, Mr. Bad Bunny 3000. First, what he did, Coachella back-to-back nights. He did the Met Gala. And then he came and did wrestling in Puerto Rico. And you know he was out partying last night, people. So listen, we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back here on Pop Reviews, the Mike Knox Show. WWE Backlash. Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. Somebody say, I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool. We'll be right back, y'all.
The past returns, my son.
Hey, guys, look. That's the canister that had the ooze.
That transformed us all.
Yes. Well, you're the last one, aren't you?
Uh-oh. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Cowabunga!
The Secret of the Ooze.
Don't forget, we're turtles!
We must get through that airship.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we can force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the airship, thereby destroying planet Druidia and saving planet Spaceball.
Everybody got that?
Her old nose!
Only one man and his trusted companion can save planet Druidia from disaster.
Okay, Eagle 5, coming in.
Lone Star.
First, they must learn the secrets of yogurt.
Yogurt?
I am the keeper of a greater magic.
The Force?
No, the Schwartz.
Space Balls, the movie.
And coming up this week on Pop Review Entertainment, we are starting our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise, going through every Turtles movie. So now we're up to number 2, The Secret of the Ooze. And then one of my favorite cuts of all time, I don't know who picked it. If you've never seen Spaceballs, we encourage you to go watch Spaceballs this week. Go find it. Watch it. Come back and talk about, I'm combing the beach, sir. We're combing the beach. And I got the biggest Schwartz in the building. You got to watch Spaceballs. Come back and check that out. But people, this match right here had the world on fire. Like, literally, I just found out this man got 100.4 million social media followers. Damn. This is why you want to go to Puerto Rico. This is why that crowd was hype. That crowd was insane last night, but when this man came out and he came out paying homage, look at this. He paid homage, man. He rest in peace, New Jack. Bad Bunny came out last night and he did his thing on the scene. I just couldn't get over what I was seeing, what I was looking at when he came out. I seen it and I noticed it immediately. I had to share it with y'all. And even bigger than that, I mean, this guy, the things that he's done, that he took in the ring. Like, he took an ass whooping last night. Okay, people, and this is where I want to sit here and talk about this match for a second. Okay, Bad Bunny may look small in that ring. He had times where I was like, he's not. There's definitely a difference between him and Logan Paul inside the squared circle. Not just visually in size. That's evident. Okay, but even in the in-ring ability, but here's where it's okay, right? One actually is a full-time, like, complete athlete and, you know, boxing and do those things. Bad Bunny, it's like I just said, that man ended Coachella back-to-back nights. He closed Baychella, because it's always going to be Baychella to me, okay? Back-to-back nights, he did the Met Gala also. okay? And then he's here in Puerto Rico, and then so what time is he really having? You can still see that he's learning. He reminded me a la getting his ass whooped the way that Kurt Angle beat the living shit out of Shane McMahon. One of my favorite matches of all time, King of the Ring, okay? That's how he took a whooping last night, okay? He sold it. Damian Priest sold it. It couldn't have, listen, there's times as a wrestling fan like myself who is all about storyline where eventually I can see what someone does inside the square circle and go, that's worth it. Damian Priest has started to win me over weeks ago, and last night what he did with Bad Bunny upped it. But people be saying he's not nothing about wrestling or that he doesn't respect the business. So crazy. Did you not see the jacket that he had on Friday Night SmackDown, Captain Shay? Tell them that. Paying attention to detail is not just some of the things that I love in life about myself it's something my teacher taught me at being a theater production major. It's little things you look for and symbolism if you're an art major. He knows what he's doing. This isn't one of them guys who's putting on something because they say, hey, wear this. He had a vintage WWE with the F jacket logo that they didn't screen out, racing jacket. Okay, look what he did. I just showed the picture, if you could put it back up for me, with him and New Jack. That's showing you the love and respect that he has for the business. It was a perfect 10. Bad Bunny did better than Logan Paul. I don't know about that, Charmaine. I guess it depends on what side you're looking at it. I don't think so. Okay, from someone who I think can go day in, day out and continue to do it and push it, I think Logan Paul can do that. I don't think Bad Bunny can. That's just me. Bad Bunny respects the business for absolutely, he respects the business. You got last night, Bad Bunny had the crowd in a chokehold. Listen, first of all, that's not hard to do. He's in Puerto Rico. That's his home. I think Dice put in our chat. Is he like the mayor of Puerto Rico or some shit like that? So that he's going to have the crowd eating out of the palm of his hands. And he absolutely did just that, having the crowd eat out of the palm of his hands. Last night was just good. And when you're watching this match, you got the return of Carlito last night, okay? That set the bar high. You got the return of, I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool. And then this is where you said, where I said earlier, if any time we were going to have Selena win, getting too close, wasn't going to happen last night, off the records, not counting last night, but put this match, put Puerto Rico back in a pay-per-view 8 months from now. And last night, Selena Vega might could have put on because this crowd popped hard for four people to me the entire night, more than others. Carlito was one of those. The other one, friend of program. I love it. I could text him like I could text Dice right now. The return of Salvador Vega. His pop last night was also in freaking sane. The pop that he got last night, absolutely insane. And then when you have this come on, they were smoking Lost Blue Week was last night. The LWO came out. This was huge for Puerto Rico. Selena Vega's pop. And then you see when they get Bad Bunny in the ring and it's all over. Like, this was just an awesome scene. This is what actually being a wrestling fan to me last night was actually about. If you're going to sit back, if you're going to watch wrestling, if you're going to enjoy the spectacle, right? It's not just big, meaty men, okay, in the ring, okay? It's not. It's not just about the beautiful women. It's about the art. It's about the storytelling. It's about the interaction of a crowd. I always can love when a crowd can have fun, not dictate a show. Because there's a difference between a crowd trying to take over a show and a crowd enjoying a show because they're just there to enjoy it. And that, to me, what I thought was amazing about last night's show. But then after that Bad Bunny match, and again, continue to have the comments come in. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts on this match. Just 1 second, I apologize. But we got Brock Lesnar last night versus Cody Rhodes. We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the end of the match, talk some more Bad Bunny. Z says LWO is over as hell, only in Puerto Rico. And as you always say, they over, but they ain't one shit. It's like, who's worse, them or the Judgment Day? I just don't know. But somebody got to win something and something soon. So we're going to take our last break, come back, break down the last two matches of the night, and talk some more. If you want to talk them, that man on the screen right there, Mr. Bad Bunny. He did his thing last night, people. He did his thing. We'll be right back.
Jensen and Kiana lose, and he finally learns what they already knew, which was she was using him. She never liked him. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought you loved him.
What? I never loved you.
And they hug it out, but the match was great. It had some good spots. Booker T had me mad with commentary on this one, and I'm going to tell you why before you start yelling at me, because I don't even hear any yelling from you. Because he was like, oh, it's all Fallon's fault. She was getting in the way. She was interfering. She was spying on Kiana, going through her phone and shit. Well, if your best friend is dating someone that you're suspicious of and you'd want to make sure that they're going to be okay, wouldn't you do something to make sure that they were fine?
Jensen, I know you're looking for love. It don't exist. Don't let The Notebook fool you. I watched that movie too. It's not real.
Before I say this, let me get all of my pauses out of this. Two big meaty men slapping meat.
He says, hey, I'm a big guy. Pause. I'm a big meaty guy.
Match was lackluster. Big meaty men didn't do a lot of meat, and it was not very big. So I don't know. I'm gonna give the second.
What's going on?
That is a clip.
That is definitely a clip.
You know, no pun intended, I'm giving the segment a D.
I'm giving that two Fs.
So let's get this straight. They're big, meaty men that weren't showing the meat, but you give it a D.
Big, meaty men showing the meat, but you give it the D.
Big, meaty men giving us a D.
Not giving us. Not giving us. Right?
Yeah. And it's not very big. Or meeting.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. And welcome back, everybody, to the Mike Knox Show right here on Unpopular View, Unpopular View Entertainment as well. Make sure you check out all our wrestling shows that we have going out throughout the week as well. There will not be a Mike Knox Show tomorrow at our regular scheduled program. Y'all know how that is. When there's a pay-per-view, I'm on here on Sundays. Plus tomorrow, guys, keep me in your prayers. I have one of my first surgeries tomorrow to take place. Hopefully they go in there, get that stuff cleaned out all proper like, and I can come back and continue to be an idiot here on air. But Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes, that was the main event. I apologize. I put that up inadvertently, but we're going to talk about that as well here momentarily. But what really got me last night, what really blew my mind was the storyline that is taking place and had continued to take place between this group of men right here. Why is Matt Riddle in the mix? He's just somebody got to throw in there. I don't know why he's there. I don't know. Matt Riddle needs to put on some damn shorts, okay? I can't take the shorts no more with Matt Riddle. I just can't do it, okay? They were short before. Now they're super short. It's like, dude, you ain't got no shoes on. I just can't watch him in the ring. But this match was won by the Bloodline. But what got this match by the Bloodline that was crazy in this, it was actually a really good match. It kind of story told a little bit of the WrestleMania match inside the square circle. Not as good, of course not, but it's about the storytelling. Now, we talked about other matches on the night. There were good matches inside the ring, right? But also good storytelling matches. This match was both of those matches. The in-ring action was good. The spots was good in this match. But man, you got to this part with Solo, and I'm your big brother. I'm the one that's here. This is me. And that's the one that they don't want to. That's the story. Meanwhile, Jimmy is smiling at the end. Hey, we won. We can't get in trouble with Big Brother Oos at this point. What are we going to do? But right here, right now, this was the story of this match. They went to, what's going on? Is this something that Roman has orchestrated and wants this to happen? Is this something on his own? Now, if you look at it, if you can follow the mannerisms and some of the talking inside the squared circle, which now Roman has made even bigger, and it was a thing in wrestling. I know some people still hate it, but a lot of times in the storytelling of wrestling lately, especially within the bloodline, it's a concern, especially when Roman, most importantly, is concerned, he does his wrestling with his mouth in the ring. How he speaks to people, how he talks about them, how he degrades them, okay? So in this match, though, Solo clearly said, you hit me, and that still had him off. So is he that sort of a fuse? I don't think so. I think he's with a fuse because he knows something in the back of his mind. Are they going to bring up the bloodline? That's the conversation everybody wants to have. They want to see it happen. They think it's being foretold, as, you know, I can see now. I was wrong. Io Shirai, Io Sky will probably be leaving Damage Control, so with how they were storytelling that match from the commentary standpoint yesterday. But this match as well, I truly wonder. Again, this match was won by the Bloodline. They did their thing. They won the match. Solo for two gets the pin. What's next for them? We're going to find out this Thursday. And actually, tomorrow and Friday. I'm sorry, I keep saying Thursday, like Thursday Night SmackDown, but I tell you something now. Do we have a list of who's going to be in that tournament for the World Heavyweight Championship? And a lot of people still don't like it. Some people still view it as being a consolation prize. And it is. Okay? But it's to appease fans, I think. It's to sell more merchandise, which they've already done. This belt's pretty much going to be sold out. Okay? It's going to probably ship late. Okay? It's the storytelling that's going on and what happens next. So then we get to the main event of the evening. And this is where I also said to self, can I really buy this? Can I really buy this? Cody Rhodes defeats Brock Lesnar with a roll-up. As my dude would say, I hate roll-ups. Other than it being fruit, I don't want to see a roll-up. I like fruit roll-ups only. Her words, not mine. But Brock Lesnar does not lose. Right? He just doesn't. Seth beating, Cena beating, Triple H beating, Lashley beating, Roman beating, McIntyre beating, Goldberg, Undertaker. That's it. Let me repeat that list to you. Seth, Cena, Triple H, Lashley, Roman, McIntyre, Goldberg, Taker. You just put Cody Rhodes on that list. And I'm curious about that. Going back in the message a little bit, Cody beating Brock like that was totally believable compared to Seth and Omos. Okay, it was. I think it was the blood and how it happened that made the match so believable. I don't think the blood spot was supposed to happen, but okay. And it does. Nevertheless, it did happen. It's on the scene. Right, I can't take him serious, bro. I don't know which one we're talking about on that one because I got to hear it late. So maybe Solo Bloodline. There's some dissension with Solo and Jey Uso. There's always something with main event Jey. And he heard him. He was big boy-ing. Like, I'm the main event. I'm the right-hand man. You're right about that. What's there right here? Brock got hurt because collision was removed in a different match. Cushion was removed in a different match. Listen. Brock loves the bleed, all that. And here it is, right there. Bloody Brock. The roll-up, though, you telling me Brock didn't know he was getting pinned, right? They kind of had the same thing with him and Bobby. My thing when this is taking place is, when am I supposed to... I get it. It was a short match. Most Brock Lesnar matches are. But I'm watching this match. I'm enjoying this match. And I don't know. It was like watching Selena Vega versus Rhea Thickley again. It was, okay, I know Cody's supposed to win. I get the story of Cody continues. I get that Brock's a free agent. Omos is a free agent. So is that why they lost? Because they're technically not on shows. Well, Omos should be. Brock is Brock. Right? So when you get this match and it's the main event at Backlash, which is no longer WrestleMania Backlash, which is okay. Just a show to sell tickets in Puerto Rico to get the numbers up. And they did that. They gave us a very good show. I was entertained. Were you not entertained? I was definitely entertained watching this match. And watching Brock bleed was, oh, I'm okay with that kind of stuff. I just don't know. The crowd was hyped for Cody. I know Willie Beeman says that if he wasn't here for that pop, I heard the pop at Mania, so I don't know. You know what I mean? The pop at Royal Rumble for Cody also. I think that's a little lesser because you knew he was coming back. You knew he was coming to Mania too, but so you just judge those pops how you go. I still think the biggest pops of the night went to everybody that was involved in the Bad Bunny match between Bad Bunny, Carlito, Savio Vega's pop. I've never heard a Vega pop like that ever, and I'm a huge Savio Vega fan. So that's how you would you. I love a crowd like that. So in a Vega will never get a pop like that nowhere else. Y'all too busy having signs saying ignorant and disrespectful stuff like, "Hey, Selena, sit on my face, and I'll be your throne." All right. So no, she doesn't get pops like that. These guys don't get these kind of pops. That's what made last night beautiful. Cody winning was supposed to happen. It's how they booking how Brock loses, I guess. Right? You know what I mean? It's like the roll up, like he's already bloody. Like have him hit the thing again or something and get the 1-2. I don't know. I just see something that Brock has to get pinned without him hopping up right away and it's just a freak accident. Sometimes, no? So all I'm saying about that. Take some more comments before I get up out of here. Definitely want to put this back on the scene because my favorite part of the night was Bad Bunny. Again, I disagree with you, Charmaine. I don't think he's better than Logan Paul, but he's pretty damn good. People are screaming Hall of Fame for this guy. I'm hearing that Bad Match should have been main event. Well, why? You can't put him on as a main event. You just can't. Because two reasons. Damian Priest isn't a main eventer. Bad Bunny is not a professional wrestler main eventing. I get his Bad Bunny. I get the following that Bad Bunny has. They did everything possible to make it sound important by saying a double main event, even including kept saying the first part of the main event and the second part of the tonight's main event. They gave him all the respect they could give him. There's no way he should have been the main event of the night last night. That's not being an intelligent wrestling fan. That's being a fan. So that's just my opinion on that one, though, Michael. Appreciate the comment. Brock's contract is ending soon, I think. Brock's contract is always ending soon. I don't care. He'll be back. UFC will be back. Where is he going to go? He's going to come back. It's what he does. It's what Brock Lesnar does. Okay. Love how the ref got out the ring immediately because Brock was pissed. I also, Jeffrey, noticed that last night. He got out of Dodge because you don't know with Brock. Cody got out of Dodge because you don't know with Brock. We don't know what's ever supposed to happen with Brock Lesnar. Was that supposed to happen? Was that not supposed to happen? We just don't know. On with through the referee definitely got out of Dodge for that one. The roll-up was devastating. Yeah, just like an arm drag in that match. The same way Lesnar beat Lashley at last year's Crown Jewel was the same way Cody beat Brock Lesnar last night. A submission that became a pin. Kimura is a bitch. It's a bitch, Brock. Let the Kimura go. I agree with you with that one. Ever since Roman told Solo he wasn't ready to be ready, bro, been on edge. Hey, listen. Last night, if I have to give this thing a grade, which we do, okay, we give all pay-per-view belt grades. Again, Selena Vega's entrance, just amazing. Again, to me, the highlight of the night, Bad Bunny. I mean, just the bumps he took, the chances he took, the bots he almost made on himself with the slice spread, them picking him up like this. And this right here is the scene, the interference, the Carlito. And he took a couple bites of the apple, chewed that shit up before he spit that in my man's face, by the way. The women last night, the did Solo for two and where this storyline is going as well. Io get a rematch of Bayley? I don't know. We're gonna see that unfold starting on Friday again, coming out because of Bayley. Well, I knew what you meant with that. We're gonna find out. That's the storytelling. Of course, we're gonna see it. It's just how we want to see it unfold. That's the best part, again, I always say about being a wrestling fan. You got to sit back and relax sometimes. We can sit here and Sunday morning quarterback this thing and all these things and be fans and take it apart and have our opinions. And Lord knows I have all my opinions in the world that could be there. But last night, I got to be honest with you, the crowd alone, I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5, right? Is that even fair? Because I rewatched it this morning. 7 matches last night. No titles changed hands. Didn't think any would. I'm going to give it about a 4.5 out of 5. Newly intimate made United States championships. I love the belt. I think it's beautiful. The Dipset belt, we call it. Okay, it's had some great champions. I'm going to give it the Bobby Lashley run of a 4.5 Bobby Lashley U.S. title runs. It was a really good thing, and it was shocking. It was a good – they put the belt on him for the first time. It blew a lot of people's mind. Last night was a pay-per-view I did not expect to happen. I had hope Carlo isn't a one-off. I think Carlito might be a one-off. Just the stories we've always heard about Carlito in the past, or that he wants to conform. The brother smokes the weed. He likes the weed, okay, and he's never – unannounced that part and the scheduling things like that. So he's loved over there. He's loved by us fans as well. Speaking of Lashley, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't in the if he's in the tournament. Well, I said on Monday's show, there's no way you could put Bobby Lashley in this, and it was somebody else I mentioned, Finn Balor in this, because they had the we thought it was gonna be a SmackDown belt. But they've since now changed that, and it's going to be, which is confusing again. The tournament starts tomorrow on Raw for the first round. The second round, or the first round, continues on Friday night SmackDown. Still not knowing any participants, which means if some people got drafted to SmackDown, how can they win this belt? Well, if they win this belt, maybe that's why they're free agents. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Do that automatically move them back to Raw? Because I don't like Lashley being on SmackDown, because that means he never sniffs a world title to me as long as Bobby Lashley's champion with both those titles. And now that we know they've made a third belt, there's no reason to have that happen. I don't think they're going to split the belts up at all now. Does that two belts become one belt? I love seeing both belts. I know wrestlers in the past, they didn't like traveling away. As a belt king, as a belt collector, as the OG of collecting belts, you have to. It's fun doing it. I mean, I'm never going to do this shit again. Ever, 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 ever.
Cena said, let me go over here and talk to the BWO real fast. Yeah. This is basic Thugonomics.
Never going to do it again. You know what I mean? But it's fun. But so what are they going to do with the belts? That's important. I definitely think that. Let me go back to this question first. I think the winner of the new belt would be Seth. I like to see that. I mean, I can see that. Finn is on Raw. He can be in it. Okay. It was somebody else I know got drafted to SmackDown. And you're right. No. Finn is not on Raw. Where is Rhea Ripley? Yeah, she's on Raw now. You're right. I apologize. I know it's Bobby Lashley, but it's somebody else that's on SmackDown that it was out of contention for that title. I think the winner will be Seth, Jeffrey Chains, and I think they move them back to Raw if they win the tournament, if they are on SmackDown talent. That's the only way it could be. See, they're intelligent wrestling fans. So, again, last night, 4.5 Bobby Lashley titles. For me, I absolutely loved the night. It was entertainment. Like I said, woke up this morning and watched it. Selena Vega stole the show. I mean, the tears, though, I was like, ah, come on. I get it. I ain't going to be hard on you, girl. I get it. Hell, I understand it. So she deserved that moment. She got that moment. We knew she was going to win that moment. And Cody Rhodes, he slayed the beast. Tomorrow on Raw, we know Cody's in this tournament, right? Does Cody get kicked out of the tournament? Does Brock Lesnar interfere in Cody's match tonight or tomorrow night? Because I'm telling you right now, Cody's in the tournament. We all know that. Does Brock Lesnar interfere in that? That is the question, guys. Listen, that's my time. I thank you for joining me on this review show. As always, it's always fun being here. Yeah! Love you for always staying around, being a big fan. Yeah! And damn it, it was just fun doing it. So, like that being a kick in the head, I gotta go, y'all. Peace.
One without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was gonna do that.
I'm out of here, y'all. So do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. I'm out of here, y'all. Fingers.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special.